Blog Talk Radio.
He was a miracle worker. Let me tell you about a man that turned water into wine. And who is that miracle worker? None other than Jesus the Christ. God bless you and good afternoon to all of you, our listeners. We are glad to share with you another Saturday afternoon at the 1 p.m. hour. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And we are here every Saturday at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that everything that is said and done is a blessing to you, and especially you. We want you to reach out to Global Gospel on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Tumblr at Global Gospel. And certainly if you reach out to us on Facebook, Tumblr, or Twitter, there is a direct link to our episodes each and every week. And we want you to know that all our shows are archived, so you can tune in at any time and listen to Global Gospel. If you would like to reach out to Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. We want you to reach out to us. We want to hear from you. And those are the ways that you can do so. Our number in studio, if you decide to call in and give us a shout out, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800 is our number in studio when we open up the lines for you to call. But also, by way of announcement, we are on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple iTunes. So you can also listen to us on those platforms of music, media, and podcasts. So we want to shout out on this afternoon to all of our listeners wherever you may be: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan. We thank God for each and every one of you. Maryland, D.C., Virginia. Thank God for you. Delaware, thank God for you. You and you. Shout out to our First Lady, Sheila Furman and Reverend Furman. Shout out to Deaconess McCoy. Shout out to Deacon Norman. Shout out to all of you. Shout out to the Hernandez family. Shout out to all of our listeners, those that are listening in Canada, those that are in Brazil, Spain, Italy, Portugal, Japan, Philippines, the United Kingdom, Jamaica, West Indies. Shout out to each and every one of you everywhere around the world. We are glad that you choose to share with us each and every week. You are a blessing to us, and we pray that you are a blessing to us, and we pray that we are a blessing to you as well. Certainly God has placed us all here to help one another and be a blessing to one another. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We came today with the message of Jesus Christ. We came to let a dying world, to let a world that is living in darkness, know that yes, Jesus saves, he heals, he delivers, and sets free. That God will be with you in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh thee. We thank God for God's word, because his word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. And so we thank God for the word of God, because it cannot and it will not fail. And we want you to hear the gospel today, because We pray that it changes your life and that you have life more abundantly. So on today, we have some gospel music for you. We have some scriptures to share with you, to enlighten you, to encourage you in this hour and in this particular season. And we listened already to Rance Allen, Miracle Worker. And so I think we'll play another Rance Allen song. Let's see what we have, Kives, to share with all of our listeners today. And we also want you to know that you can send us an email or send us a message if you have a song request, and we will try to honor that at some point, if not in the particular day that we're on, another day. And this next one, Do Your Will, and then I'll be back to share our scripture with you for the afternoon.
Gonna do your will. I couldn't help it.
know about anybody else, but I'm going to do the Lord's will. And it behooves us to do the will of the Father. We are back. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, for those that have just tuned in. And I'm going to share with you some scriptures for this particular afternoon. If you have read our title for today, it simply says, Having Obtained Help of the Lord. That theme of scripture comes from the book of Acts, chapter 26 and verse 22 is what I pulled out, and I'm going to read that entire chapter. But Acts 26, 22 in the King James Version says, Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. From the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible, Acts chapter 26, beginning at verse 1 and reading down to verse 23. Then Agrippa said to Paul, You have permission to speak for yourself. So Paul motioned with his hand and began his defense. King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusations of the Jews, and especially so because you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. The Jews all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child, from the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee. And now it is because of my hope and what God has promised our fathers that I am on trial today. This is the promise your 12 tribes are hoping to see fulfilled as they earnestly serve God day and night. O King, it is because of this hope that the Jews are accusing me. Why should any of you consider it incredible that God raises the dead? I too was convinced that I ought to do all the things that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, O King, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also. I preached
that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. That is why the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But I have had God's help to this very day, and so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer and as the first to rise from the dead, would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles. All of my help comes from the Lord. Whatever I need, God will supply. Stay tuned.
All of my
obtained
help of the Lord.
In today's time that we are living in, we need a lot of help. And certainly we need more help than we've ever needed before in our life, because certainly we are dealing with so many situations that we have never dealt with before. In our lifetime, we have never seen the things that we see. If you talk to people, older people, they tell you that I didn't think I would live long enough to see this. I didn't think I'd live long enough to ever see the day that we could not go to church as we once did. I never thought I'd live to see the day that certain stores were closing down. I never thought I'd live to see the day that our would have to stand in line for food and groceries and supplies. And no matter, even if you're of a young age, you just didn't think and fathom in your mind the things that happened, that have happened just this time, that in the past couple of months, you wouldn't have thought that in your wildest imagination. We've watched movies and we've seen documentaries and we've seen what goes on in other countries and other parts of the world, but we never thought that, or we never think that trouble is going to come to our house. But certainly trouble has knocked at our front door. It has knocked at everybody's front door, and it has given us all a reality check. And what we need to know and realize is that the only reason that we are still here today, though many didn't make it from January until this last day of October, the reason we are here today is because we have obtained help from the Lord. It is because of God's loving kindness. It is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And we've seen the scripture fulfilled that 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And we've seen plague and pestilence pass over us. We've seen the death angel pass over us. Why? Because God still has a purpose and plan for our life. And I would like to submit to you on today that the reason some of the things that happen in your life, just two reasons on today that we'll deal with, is because of your gifts and because of your witness. And what does the Bible tell us about gifts? Proverbs 18 and 16 says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. And I want you to put a pin in that, because we're going to come back, revisit that again later. Then Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. And then if you flip the page over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, you will find that the word of God reads on this wise, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. What is your gift? Well, you don't have the same gift as me, and I don't have the same gift as you. But whatever God given gift you have, you are to use it for the glory and honor of God our Father. Whatever you do, you should do it as unto the Lord. If God gave you a gift to sing, you should use it for the Lord. If he gave you a gift to teach, he gave you a gift to preach. If he gave you a gift just to cook macaroni and cheese, if your macaroni and cheese is better than somebody else's macaroni and cheese, then you need to use that gift to be a blessing to someone in need of food. If he gave you a housing, you may need to use that to be a blessing to someone that is in need of housing. If he gave you abundance in your finances, you need to bless someone financially. And certainly the Bible let us know that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. It means that if God called you, if he gave you a gift, he's not going to take it back. It's up to you to make the best of it. And then also, God doesn't have to repent for anything that he does, but certainly we do have to repent for the things that we do. And so no matter, there's plenty of gifted and talented people in the world that are using their gifts not for God. There are psychics and there are fortune tellers. They have a gift, but their gift is not being used to glorify God. Their gift, they're using their gift in a cult, in a cultish way, or for demonic purposes. But that doesn't take the gift away from them. So we have to remember and be careful how we use our gift, and don't misuse our gifts, and know that our gifts come from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. It came from above. And so we need to thank God for all our gifts. And so we need to know also that because of the gift that is inside us, the enemy is going to attack us in some unusual ways. He might attack you from the people that are closest to you, the people that are dearest to your heart. The enemy will try to attack you. The enemy will try to get you to curse God and die. Job's wife said, "Why don't you curse God and die?" But Job was able to not only recognize his gift, but he was able to recognize his witness, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. But we have to make sure that we're using our gifts in the right way. And so here in the scripture, we find somebody that was gifted and called by God. We find the Apostle Paul. And certainly Apostle Paul was gifted because he was an educated man of the tribe of Benjamin. He had a heritage, and certainly his name was once Saul, and he had grew up in the Jewish faith, and he spoke several languages, and he had been around the world. But with all his gifts and whatever, he was not upbuilding God's kingdom. He was persecuting the saints. He was killing the saints. He was trying to get people to blaspheme and denounce God. But Paul's gift, how many of you know that God, once he is tired of you misusing your gift, he will get your attention? And so here, Paul is able to give his testimony. And his testimony is his witness, became his witness. And so the other reason that I want to talk about, the other point that I want to make today, is about your witness. The devil, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren will attack you based on your witness. And because of Paul's witness, it now landed him in prison. It landed him before the governor Felix. It landed him before Festus, and finally it brought him before a king, Agrippa, the king and of the government. And we've said that Proverbs told us a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. And certainly we don't know where our gift is going to take us. It may seem like a negative place or a negative situation, but Paul was able to witness in the king's court. He was able to tell his testimony, how he had an encounter with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What did Job say about witness? He said, "Now behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high." If you flip the page and read over to 1 John, you will find that it says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God
is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So where is our witness? Our witness is in heaven, and our record is written on high. And certainly, what is our witness? Our witness is our conviction. It is our profession of faith. Our witness is our lifestyle, the way we walk every day, the way we talk, the way we treat everybody. That is our witness. And certainly we have some character assassins out there that are always trying to destroy our witness. But we have to realize that no matter what happens, we have to hold on to our testimony. The Bible says, hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. Now, Paul was in a tight situation because he was before the governor, he was before the king, he was before the queen, he was in the king's court. He had a great cloud of witnesses, and they were trying to get him to take back his testimony that he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that God heals, that he delivers, that he saves, that he sets free, that there is a better way, that you don't have to commit suicide, that you don't have to walk around in doubt and fear and worry, that you don't have to be used and abused, that you don't have to abuse any substances, that you don't have to try to escape your reality, all because of Jesus Christ. And he said, listen, I'm a changed man. I used to be a one that persecuted Christians, but now I came over on the Lord's side, and I am a believer myself in the Lord Jesus Christ, that what I believe the gospel, that Christ lived and that he died for my sins, that he shed his blood, and certainly that he rose with all power in his hand, and that he has victory over death, hell, and the grave, and he's here today to set you free. He gave the king an opportunity. He gave the queen an opportunity. He gave the governor opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And what did they do when Paul finished speaking to them and pleading his case? They pretty much mocked Paul and said, listen, Paul, you're crazy, you're insane. And the king even went on to say, almost you persuaded me about Jesus Christ. And so we don't want to, in a later situation, and so we don't want to get in the situation in life where we're almost persuaded that Jesus Christ is Lord. But Paul held on to his testimony, and he said, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing to small and great. In the king's house, he was witnessing to great people. And so we have to take our message outside of our church, outside of our home. We have to take it to the street. We have to take it to the governor. We have to take it to the king, to the queen. I think I heard Shirley C., the caravan, say, choose ye this day who ye shall serve. Will it be God or will it be Baal? Count up the cost before it's too late. Tell the lawyer, tell the judge. Tell the Internal Revenue that we have to make a decision. And certainly we have to make a decision now more than ever before. And certainly even if it lands you in a bad place, know that God is your help. Psalm 46 said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. It says, and originally it says, Elohim is our help. God is our help, whatever you want to call him. God, Yahweh, Elohim. If you just call Jesus, certainly he will answer you. There is something about the name Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. It is at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord, to the glory and honor of God the Father. Having therefore obtained help of God, because in 2020 we've obtained help from God,
We didn't lose our mind. We didn't go crazy. We had to cry. We had to weep. We had to mourn. We've had days with lack, but we are still here. And certainly we are striving for perfection. We're forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forward toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We're looking forward to better days. We're looking forward to greater things. We're looking forward to abundant life. Even in a bad situation, we need to let the enemy know that we obtained help of God. And we continue to this day. What is this day? October 31st, 2020, 1:42 p.m. We are living in this moment, in this second, in this hour, because we have obtained help of God, help of the Lord. There is none like him, and there's nobody else that could have brought you through like the Lord has brought us through on this year. God bless you. Chapter 26, Acts, verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, somehow I made it. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Somehow I made it.
Hey, somehow I made it through it all. God brought me through. Sometimes I have to stop in for direction, asking for fast and pray and ask for his protection. But through it all, God brought me through. The Southern California Community Choir. Once again, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. If you want to shout us out, shout out to Sister Melody. She just left a comment. You can also leave us a comment on our Blog Talk Radio page. Please do that. Visit our page. Share our page. Leave us a comment, and we will respond to you. Thank you again for sharing with us this afternoon. We have just about come to the end of our hour today, and we've heard from several people today. Bishop Rance Allen, we heard from Harvey Watkins, All of My Help, and certainly Somehow I Made It, you just heard, and we also heard from, we heard Miracle Worker and Do Your Will, and certainly we're going to close with something for you today. And we know that we've been out of, some people are still out of church, some people are going back to church, some people are having virtual church, but we want you just to continue to worship God wherever you are in spirit and truth. Shout out to Brinson in Maryland. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you, all of our, everyone that listened in. Remember that all of our shows are archived, and you can listen at any time. We want you to go back, and if you perhaps missed something that we said, go back, jot those scriptures down, read those scriptures in your own spare time. And certainly we do need to continue to study God's word in this season. There is something in God's word that will help you through your day in your private devotion time, whatever time of day that is. We have to remember to study God's word, because the enemy is raging, and certainly he's attacking in several different ways. And certainly we want you to remember, be safe out there while you're waiting online to vote. Don't get into any altercation with anybody. Recognize that the devil and the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And certainly we don't want our lives to be cut short because of foolishness, or our lives to be altered. But we want to let our lights shine, and we want our witness to be in place. And certainly you can kill people with the word of God. And certainly the word is quick and powerful. It is like a two-edged sword. So anything you need to do, use your sword, use your word, and certainly let God fight your battles. Again, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We are going to pray. I think I did all of my shout-outs, at least the people that let me know that they are listening. So we thank God for each and every one of you that have shared. Again, remember, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, and Google Play, as well as Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Let us pray before we leave this session on today. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. We thank you for all of our listeners, wherever they may be, in the north, the south, the east, the west, God. God, we know that we can cast our cares on you today, knowing that you care for us. We thank you, God, that you are a high priest today that is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You know our every physical pain. You know our mental pain. You know the thoughts of our hearts. You know the desires of our hearts. You know all things because you are all wise and all knowing God. But God, let somebody know on today that healing is the children's bread, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Let somebody know that there is a balm in Gilead, that you came to set the captives free, that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for all things. God, we ask that you build us up where we're torn down, that you strengthen us where we're weak, God. God, we ask that you stay the hand of the enemy, that you bind the enemy on every hand. For you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. God, bless us now in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us coming in and bless us going out, God. For that person that's downhearted, discouraged, God, suicidal, on the brink of giving up, God, give them new hope, new life, and new strength. God, we know that the cattle on the thousand hills belong to you, God, and so that you have everything that we need. We thank you and we praise you for all things. Amen. We are closing today. Bishop Hezekiah Walker has a song that says, I'm a new born soul. We pray today that after hearing and receiving the word, that you are a newborn soul, or that your soul is renewed. God bless you and join us again next week, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend.